الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected brothers, elders and friends, undoubtedly it is an accepted fact and an irrefutable reality that the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is currently going through a very severe, challenging crisis. Countless of people are in pain, agony, distress. A great percent of the Ummah and the population have been left unemployed, jobless. The Ummah is being bombarded with atrocities, difficulties, lashed from every side and corner, stormed with great trials and tribulations. During these difficult days of adversity, you and I, as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, followers of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are greatly encouraged to extend any type of warmth, compassion, affection to all those in distress and pain. We are greatly encouraged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these days of difficulty, adversity, to display kindness to all those in difficulty and hardship. This is surely the spirit of Islam, the teaching of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If one has to study the glorious Quran and analyze the beautiful verses therein, one will be astonished and amazed to see the extent that Quran has emphasized the importance, the significance of displaying kindness to the creation of Allah, portraying the true sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exhibiting those noble, outstanding qualities of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a repeated message of the Quran, an emphasized command of the Holy Quran. This is surely what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to us. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. To reach out to all those in distress, pain and agony. That person who is constantly involved in helping, assisting those in difficulty, who reaches out to all those who are in want and need. Have you understood his maqam and position in the eyes of Allah? Nabi alayhi salam states in one narration, As-sa'i ala al-armala wal-miskini kal-mujahidi fi sabilillah. He who is constantly involved in helping, assisting the widows, the orphans, the destitute. If you want to understand what is the position, what rank he enjoys in the eyes of Allah, Nabi alayhi salam says, kal mujahidi fi sabilillah. He is like that person who's constantly participating in jihad. Wa kal qa'imi la yaftur. Like that person who is constantly engaged in prayer, never becomes tired. Throughout the night he's standing in qiyam. Wa kas-sa'imi la yuftir. And he is like that person who continuously observes nafil fast day after day, never skips any day, la yuftir. This is the maqam, the position such a person enjoys in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers and elders, during this trying and challenging time, wherein the ummah is gripped with fear, panic-stricken, the world is enveloped by darkness, filled with mayhem and anarchy, this unimaginable catastrophe has really shaken up the ummah throughout the world, that we find many people have become emotionally overwhelmed. Many people have become so panic-stricken to the extent they have become a victim of anxiety and depression. During these challenging days, we are greatly encouraged to see how we can help and assist the next, in whichever form it may be. No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted or unappreciated. Every act of kindness, no matter how small, insignificant it may be, is surely appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people out there who are anxious, restless. Never judge a person by his outer appearance. Everything may seem to be running smoothly in his life. Allah alone knows best the thoughts that are crossing his mind. Allah alone knows best how this person spends his days and nights, turning from side to side, restless, anxious. At times a person may come up to us. Perhaps he feels unwanted. He feels unimportant.
He lacks some attention. He wants some support, some courage. He picks up the phone maybe. He gives us a call. We become irritated. We become frustrated with such a person. We pass comments. This person got nothing better to do in life. But perhaps this person feels that we are somewhat understanding. We may give him some help, some assistance. We will lose nothing to offer a few words of kindness. Nabi alayhi salam says, a person may say one single word, and that can be the means of him earning his Jannah. Perhaps a person is going through a financial crisis, and he is going through difficulty, but he feels too hard to disclose his condition to you. He comes up to you, and he hopes that you may sense that he is in distress and pain. You may offer some type of kindness to him. Allah reminds us in the Holy Quran of such people. لا يسألون الناس إلحافا. Don't forget such people in your donations. They are also worthy and deserving of your contributions. My respected brothers and elders, kindness is a very vast topic. Let us see how we can help and assist the next, in whichever way it may be, whether it's financially, whether it's physically. Some people require psychological assistance and support. This is a very easy way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very easy formula given to us to earn our Jannah, to earn high stages in Jannah, great rewards in this world and the year after, help and benefit the creation of Allah. If we have to look in the lives of our pious predecessors and study the noble history of our pious predecessors, we will be really astonished and amazed to see the extent of the compassion and affection they portrayed and the level of kindness they displayed to the creation of Allah. A very great saint of the 3rd century by the name of Ahmad bin Miskin rahimahullah, who was an amazing person, an epitome of kindness and affection. He relates his life story and his lengthy dream, and of course, due to time being limited, I will just highlight the main parts of the incident. He says, I was going through a financial crisis. Life had become very challenging, cumbersome. A point had come in my life where I had to take stones and tie it around my belly due to severe pangs of hunger. He says, 3 empty stomachs in my small little home, my wife, my child and myself. Until I made a firm intention that many days have gone by, we have not eaten. Let me sell this little small home, which was nothing but a hut. Never mind, we will stay out of this home. We will try to find some shelter. But how long can I see my child crying in this pitiable and sorrowful condition? He says, I slept that night. I got up in the early part of the morning, proceeded to the masjid. Upon performing salat, I remained seated, begging, beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless me with His supreme divine mercy. A few hours had passed. A very close dear friend of mine passed by the name of Abu Nasr al-Sayyad. A lengthy story which I will curtail and just mention the main parts of the story. My friend sees me, "Oh Ahmad, what are you doing here at this hour?" I say, "Oh my friend Abu Nasr, what can I tell you? It is jua, starvation that has caused me to sit in the masjid." My friend then gives me a handkerchief in which there were 2 slices of bread. He tells me, "Take these 2 slices and go back to your family." Ahmad bin Miskin rahimullah says, "I was overjoyed to receive these 2 slices of bread. Many days have gone by, we haven't eaten a single morsel. Having these 2 slices of bread meant a lot to me. I was very grateful. I thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately I left the masjid proceeding from my home." He says, "On my way back, a woman had approached me in a very pitiable, sorrowful condition, carrying her little child in her arms. Tears had welled up in her eyes. This woman comes to me, 'Oh Ahmad, you are well aware of the crisis we are going through. My child has not eaten anything for 3 days and 3 nights. He says, I could see this child staring at this handkerchief, anticipating some kind gesture from me. He says, I realize I've been tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one side, my family in desperation. And now I'm being commanded to sacrifice these 2 slices of bread. He says, I had a vision of Jannah. That the doors of Jannah are widely open. And my arrival is being awaited. But to enter Jannah, I have to sacrifice these 2 slices of bread. Test after test, He said, immediately I gave these two slices of bread to this woman. And I said to her, by Allah, my family are more in need than you. This woman shed some tears and she left. I was too embarrassed to go back home empty-handed. Nonetheless, I went back to the masjid. And I continued to beg and beseech Allah to send upon me His divine help. A short while had passed. It was just before the Dhuhr prayer. My very same friend passes by, Abu Nasr al-Siyar. Oh, Ahmad, what are you doing here now at this hour? I then related to him the entire story, what had happened. I left the masjid going home and this is what happened. He tells me, are you not aware that there's a huge bag of coins that had come to your home? He says, I was totally baffled, astonished. I was like literally speechless. After some time, I inquired, where is that bag and who gave that bag? And I was informed that my late deceased father, someone had taken a loan from him in his lifetime. That person was unable to pay back in the lifetime. Therefore, he now came looking for those heirs who are entitled to the inheritance, and he left this bag of coins in my home. Subhanallah, I was overtaken by joy and exhilaration. I can't describe in words the overwhelming feeling of joy and happiness that my excitement, ecstasy caused me to run back home. As I opened the door, my wife sitting, eagerly waiting for me to arrive, to give me the good news, I realized that this bag of coins was given to me because I sacrificed those two slices of bread. Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan. There can be no reward for displaying kindness, portraying true akhlaq, showing, extending warmth, compassion to those in pain and distress, other than kindness itself. He said, I felt that I have passed the test and that I'm written amongst those who are successful in the year after. That night I retire to bed. I fall off to sleep, in which I see a long dream. I will just curtail this dream. He says, I see myself standing on the plains of Qiyam. Conditions are very horrifying, terrifying. People are drowning in perspiration. People were panic-stricken, gripped with fear. What is going to be the results? Everyone, a huge assembly waiting for the hisab, the reckoning to commence. He says, I can't describe in words the horrifying and terrifying conditions of the day of Qiyam. Until the announcement was made after a long time, Ala qad wudi'ati al-mawazin, O assembly of mankind, the scales have been put down. Everyone join a queue, wait for your turn to arrive. When that announcement was made, I could see women who would be holding onto their children, starting to abandon and discard their own beloved children. A mother who was pregnant would actually miscarry her child. People became hysterical. Everyone became speechless. Our bodies turned numb and cold. My face had gone pale. Everyone anxious. What is going to be the outcome? Like this, I very quietly joined the queue, a long queue standing for reckoning. He says, like this, one by one, my turn came closer and closer. Every time my turn is coming closer. My panic is increasing. My anxiety is increasing. Until the point came where I could not even move a little. Until the announcement was made, Ahmad bin Miskin, come forward. I walk in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Announcement was made to the angels, bring all his evil deeds. He says, all my evil deeds were brought, put on the scales. It was like huge mountains. He says, when I looked at my evil deeds, ايقنت أني أكون في النار. Now I was convinced I'm going into the fire of Jahannam. Then the announcement was made, bring his good deeds. Subhanallah, what I expected was not that which I saw. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. He says, I was a very prominent person, well-respected. Many of my good deeds have been tainted with some type of show, ostentation, lack of ikhlas. It was like nothing but dust particles that settled on the scale. He said, I had more yaqeen and conviction I'm going into the fire of Jahannam. The next announcement, هَلْ بَقِيَ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِ شَيْءٍ. Is there any good deed remaining? The answer was, yes, one deed remains. What is it? Bring it forth. Those two slices of bread which I sacrificed despite having a need for it. Those two slices of bread put on the scales. which outweigh all my evil deeds. The next announcement, angels are being addressed by Allah. هَلْ بَقِيَ لَهُ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِ شَيْءٍ. Anything else remaining? Yes, one more thing, Ya Allah. What is it? Those tears that welled up in that woman's eyes when she received those two slices of bread. Those tears were put on the scales. طَارَتِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. All my evil deeds flew and scattered apart. As if I did not even commit a single evil deed. My respected brothers and elders, never underestimate the value of any act of kindness. Nabi alayhi salam said, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. O my ummah, protect yourselves against the blazing hot fire of Jahannam. Even if it be giving a piece of a date. If you don't find even that, at least say a few words of kindness. Remember, your small little change creates a huge change. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to give us the ability to make amal. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.